I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as promised, joining us now here at Kauffman Stadium is your all-star shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby, thank you very much for the time, man. How you been?
Yes, sir. Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the wedding, man.
Thank you.
Very happy for you and your wife. What's the snapshot? What's the picture that stands out? That's your favorite from that magical night?
Oh man, there's a lot of photos, from Salvi being in the middle of the dance floor to just the wedding ceremony photo to the Whataburger to I think we had a team picture pretty much with everyone on the team that was there. So it was a lot of fun.
Have you seen, speaking of the Whataburger, have you seen your billboard?
Yeah,
right out here.
Yeah, driving home last night. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pretty neat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you remember the first time you were taken aback at like a picture of you seeing a billboard or even a photo of you where you're like, oh wow, it's getting real?
I don't know, maybe seeing my first baseball card was really one that was like, wow, this is special. But then driving home, they got it real close to the highway and popping for sure. So
sure,
it's really cool just to see that up there, especially at this time during the Chiefs run at it right now, just seeing a little bit of Royal out there. So it's cool.
Salvi's in the middle of the dance floor. To me, Salvi's the cool, calm, collected adult that's normally hanging out at the wall with his family, but you're telling me he's...
Oh, everyone, all the dudes were on the dance floor. It was, yeah, it was a fun night. We enjoyed it. We had a blast.
How much did celebrating that help you, or preparing for that wedding, help you move past whatever pain there was at the way the season ended?
Yeah, anytime you get to see the guys, you got to kind of flush it and move forward. And there's ways you got to be motivated from what happened and what do we need to improve on, what do we need to get better at. And then but then there's also the times where it's like you can't look in the past, because that's why they call the present the present. It's a gift, and so you got to be where your feet are, and that's the biggest thing for us. And I think that we do a really good job as a team with that.
Were you angry after the season? What word would you use to describe how you were feeling?
I would say more unsatisfied, just because if we knew what our goal was, and our goal is to win a World Series. And yeah, some people say, oh, you made the playoffs, this and that. Yeah, but we want to do more, and we have the capability of the team we have, the pieces we had in this offseason, to do something really special. And so we're really excited for that. I know all the guys have been working hard this offseason, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
The old saying, you don't know what you don't know. Now that you've at least marked that box of I've been to the postseason, what'd you learn? What'd you learn about what it takes to get there?
Yeah, it's just you got to be in tune to your work each and every day. Make sure your body's right. Make sure you sleep right. Everything's just right. And just make sure, because it's a long season and the days that count are in October. And so every day counts, but make the most of it when you're in October. But really, it comes down to, it's the same game. It's, you can't really try to do too much, try to do too little. And I feel like I caught myself trying to do more when I really just had to go out there and be Bobby Witt Jr. and not try to take it to the next level. But yeah, that comes with it, but just, it's the same game. Just prepare the same way and just stay in that routine, which is the biggest thing for me, and just getting comfortable with that. I think the next step is here.
When you say maybe try to do at times a little bit too much, does that not happen in the regular season? Did you not find yourself?
There's always times whenever you're trying to do too much. And so it's just kind of coming down to the work you do before the game, the preparation you have, because once the game starts, it's, you just got to trust what you do and just take things one pitch at a time. And I think that if you just take that to every single game, no matter what it is, no matter it's game one, game 162, or in the postseason, the World Series, whatever it is, you just got to have the same mindset that it's the same game you've played since you're little. Go out there, enjoy it, because you never know when it's going to be your last one.
Yeah, your guy Derek Jeter always talked about, I never was hyperventilating, or I thought it was a big deal because I treated game two of the season like it was the World Series.
No doubt. Yeah, you got to take every day with a grain of salt, but also make sure you know that you leave it all on the field, because you never know when it's going to be your last. And so really enjoy every moment and just take it all in and capture it all in. So I think it was amazing. Everyone got to kind of experience the postseason, the atmospheres, just going into places and winning there was really fun, going out to Baltimore and doing that. And so just those little things, I think, will just keep piling up to what's next to come.
The great Bobby Witt Jr., kind enough to join us here on 96.5 The Fan. So what would you say as a leader inside that clubhouse, trying to get back to where you guys were and advance even further, what do you foresee as the obstacles? What are the landmines on the way there?
I think the biggest thing is just keep doing what we're doing, because we have something special, and now we know we're capable of winning. We know at the end of the series last year playing New York, we're like, we could have easily won that series. It's not always the best team that wins, the team who plays the best, and I think that if we just keep playing the way we are, we're going to beat a lot of teams. And so just the additions that we had, you look at our bullpen and you're like, wow, this is just get a lead for our guys and this right. games are going to be over. And so it's just adding that and everything is going to be a blast. And then just our starting pitchers that we have, and then the lineup, it's going to be amazing.
I was watching Estevez's press conference. That dude's a horse.
Oh yeah.
I would not want to stand in the, well, you don't have to anymore. Don't have to stand in the box against him. While you bring in Estevez, there are some important voices that won't be back. Adam Frazier going to Pittsburgh. Garrett Hampson just signed a deal. Will Smith, possibly.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the key to maintaining the great clubhouse that you guys had last year without those voices?
Yeah, those guys were a huge piece of just how the team came together. And so just what they left for us, I think, will help the guys in the future just know how we can build a great clubhouse. And so it's just now all the guys know what we need to do just to have a great clubhouse. Like, it's like we're a family now, just from last year, just how close we are. Like, everyone going to the guys' weddings and just everyone keeping in touch, everyone making sure they're in tune. Like, we have all, like, we're all accountable for each other now. So it's like a big family. And I think when those, it's not, like I said, it's not always like the best team that wins. It's that team that's kind of plays the best and the kind of tightly wounded family in the clubhouse and out there on the field, because you're playing for your brother, you're playing for your team, you love one another. And so that's what we have and what's really special about here. And you see it with the fans too. Yeah. It's like we're all one big family.
Did you grow as a leader throughout the course of last season? If so, in what ways do you recognize that?
Yeah, I think just being able to just go out and play more and more games and just learn about the game and just know what we need to do in little times. Whenever you're in a rut, how do you get out of it? Whenever things are going good, how do you keep going good? And so it's just those little things, just try to stay as consistent as possible. And I think that's been pretty much a key for me and everyone in our clubhouse, is how can we be consistent? How can we go out each and every night and perform to our best and help the team win?
Yeah. Playing every single day, everyone knows you're dealing with bumps and bruises, but to answer the bell, to play the most taxing position, at least outside of catcher, quite an example of leadership. And off of that, I'm wondering what Vinny, I mean, a lot of guys were banged up last season, but I'm wondering what Vinny proved to you guys, or how much more respect he gained from the way that he grinded it out.
Yeah, we knew it was kind of one of those things. Once he went down, it's like, all right, when he's going to be back? How long? And so just the work he put in, and all the guys are banged up. And sure. So it's just how can you manage that? How can you manage pain? And just how can you try to be out there each and every day to fight for your guys? And so that's a great thing that with our training staff and everyone, it's just from the coaches to everyone, that's how tight we are and how our group is. We all work together as one, because we want to try to make sure we got the 9 best guys out there each and every night and make sure they feel as good as they possibly can and go out there and try to win every game we possibly can.
A few more minutes with Royals All-Star shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. here on 96.5 The Fan as we broadcast live from Kauffman Stadium in Royals Rally 2025. I'm really looking forward to 10-year anniversary of that 2015 championship, 40th anniversary of the 1985 championship. You got a little taste of it last year with the 2014 guys. But as one of the leaders of this team, you, Salvi, and a bunch of other guys, what's it like when the past greats come back and have those moments?
Yeah, it's just hearing the stories and just being around that just gives you motivation. That's really all there is to it. It's you see those banners now. The years are getting further and further away from when the last championship was here. So it's like now we need to add another one and add one to our own, because that's really now everyone's ultimate goal in that clubhouse. Everyone kind of got their feet wet. They know what the big league is about, and now it's time to, all right, what do we need to do to take the next step? What do we need to do to win a championship? And so that's really the ultimate goal, and that's what, when those guys come back in, it's great to hear from them, great to see them, and just know, like, all right, what's what do we need to do to take it to the next level? What did y'all do that year that took you to the next level? And it's really all those guys are saying, y'all have the team, y'all have the talent. Now it's just go out there and play for one another.
Crazy to think that on one side of the parking lot, they're playing for a Super Bowl. On this side of the parking lot, the goal right now, I would imagine, is win the division, and the rest will take care of itself. But I know you were at the game, right? AFC title game. But I want to go back. I think you tweeted out like 1587 incoming going into one of their playoff games. And that was, you know, Kelce wasn't having a big year, but you had a feeling that Mahomes and Kelce were about to do their thing. What's it like watching their greatness?
Yeah, it's special for sure. Just seeing those guys do what they do each and every day, how they prepare, and even just like last week, Kelce didn't have the crazy game. They won the game, but he was just doing his part. The blocks he had, you don't really see just how he's running his routes, taking on three guys, and so it's just everyone's doing their job. I know that was kind of Belichick's little saying he had, but that's really the thing that everyone's got to do is just do your job, and that's what they do so well each and every day. And so it's just really fun to see. Like, it's almost like their season is their spring training, just getting ready. And once they get to the playoffs, it's like, all right, now our season actually starts. So it's like, that's what we need to, our spring training, get locked in, season, take it one day at a time, try to win as many games. And then once we try to get to the postseason and keep doing that each and every day, just make sure everyone just still does their job and does great things. And I think that just seeing that is another motivation. We got a lot of motivation just to try to win. And so that's what's so special about now being here in Kansas City, and just it's a winning town, and we want to keep it doing that for in blue.
It's wild to think that, you know, everyone in the stadium knows it's 15-87 and they can't stop it. I'm wondering, from an elite great athlete like yourself, what's it like when everyone in the stadium is expecting you, not hoping, they expect you to come through?
Yeah, that's what kind of comes down to. Pressure is a privilege, so you got to be able to take account for what you've done and what you're capable of doing, and you got to go out there, and that's where the work beforehand comes into play. That's what the off-season work comes into play. You just got to bust your tail each and every night, each and every day throughout the off-season, spring training, just so that when the season comes, you've already pretty much done that. You've gone through it mentally, physically, you went through the grind, and then so when it's out there, it's just muscle memory, and you just go out there and just do what you do, perform, and then everything else kind of takes care of itself.
How do you see it playing out next week?
I believe the Chiefs are going to win. Last week was like, I was kind of like, I don't know, but it's right. Just meant to be. And so I just think that you just got to stop Saquon. I think it's 100%. And I know the Eagles' defense is pretty good, but just what Andy Reid had under his sleeve is going to be, I don't think they will be able to handle it with Spags' defense. Mm-hmm. I think that they'll be able to stop Hurts and the run. And
are you going? Or are you going to head out to AZ?
I thought about it, but I got to stay. I'm probably going to be out in Arizona, sitting in the same spot I was last year whenever they played in Vegas, so make sure, keep it going.
Superstitious as a fan, not as a player, though, right?
Yeah, definitely, for sure, because of last week, I was sitting down in my seat for a while, and then I was like, they didn't score, I was standing up their first drive when the Chiefs scored, and then I sat back down, and it didn't go well, so I was like, I got to stand back up. So a little superstitious when it comes to watching the Chiefs play.
You got to do it, whatever it takes.
Yep.
It takes.
No doubt.
To get the boys over the hump. Well, Bob, I'll be out in spring training in a couple weeks. I know you'll be there as well. I know you have a very busy day. Everyone wants to see you, so we'll let you go, and I'll thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.